This is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. How are you? It's Lorenzo. Can you hear me better now?
Yes, I think I can hear you better now.
All right, awesome. So I have a couple of vendors that are, you know, they want a down payment. They want
sure.
the process to be able to, you know, to order the chairs, order the walking cooler, and things like that. So my question to you is that how do we handle that? Because I know that it was a little bit of an issue last time.
So we can pay them. What do they need, 50% upfront?
Yeah, they will need a deposit. You know, they will need a deposit for, you know, 40% first, and then, you know, the rest at the end, at, you know, when they put it all together. These things along those lines.
Sure.
You know, when they didn't make delivery, basically.
Yeah, I mean, they usually will want that money. So the way that that works is we have to send the documents out to you because the documents allow us to pay them that amount they're looking for up front, and then we'll pay them the remainder upon delivery unless they need everything up front. But I have to see if we have 100% pre-funding approved or not. But the loan would essentially, you know, have to start because we have to send you paperwork in order to pay them.
Right, correct.
So I don't know what the time frame is.
Well, you know, we're talking about, you know, some of them want to get the deposit. So what I can do is I can put the deposit, you know, and pay that myself.
Okay.
You know, I'm paying with the cash, and then you guys can reimburse me somehow or something like along those lines.
Yeah, so let's do this. Pay them whatever the amount is, and then we're going to pay them the full amount and just have them reimburse you once we pay them.
Okay.
Okay. That'll be the easiest way.
Okay.
So just tell them, I'm going to pay the deposit, but the bank is going to actually pay you the full amount, and then they can refund you the deposit you put down.
Okay. All right, awesome. All right, so then, yeah, I'll tell them that if they don't want to do that, there could be a way to do it so they can get paid.
What's that?
I don't know if people are going to want to, you know, I mean, some people are funny about how they think about things. You know what I mean? Like, to me, it's not so much of a problem, but for some other people, it will be a problem. It could be a problem. You know what I mean?
For what? The deposit?
Well, you know, they got to then send me a check. So, I don't know. Sometimes people feel
just
free
ask,
about that.
Just ask them. I've never had an issue with it ever.
Okay.
Now, some people are weird about it being a credit card versus a check because they charge a fee or something like that. So maybe I would just run it by them first and just make sure they're fine with it.
Okay.
But I've never had an issue.
Okay.
Because they're getting their money either way. Yeah. And
yeah,
let me know what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I just wanted to kind of know my options in there.
Yeah. And did the letter work out for the license?
She reviewed it, and you know, she seems to be that she'll be okay with it. Now, then what they do is they review that, and then that goes over to the state, and then an investigator will probably call you to confirm that the letter is authentic. You know.
Okay.
That's probably what is going to happen.
And is this for a liquor license or what kind of license?
Yeah, it's for a liquor license.
Oh, okay. Got it. All right.
Yeah, so basically we're just showing, you know, the financials. You know, they want to know how we are paying for what we're doing.
Right. Okay. Perfect.
But,
just to let me know what happens.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely will. I think that, you know, if you got in the next couple of days, that I send you all the info. I'm going to try and nail down all of this stuff.
Okay.
I can send you the bulk of everything. But,
okay.
It should be this week.
Okay.
You should expect it this week.
Perfect. Sounds good.
All right?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.